Good morning, Hope Church, and welcome to our online service. It is absolutely wonderful to have you with us. Thank you for taking the time to join us this morning. I hope you enjoyed that time of worship there, and I am so excited to be with you. Before we start, though, I have a question, okay? And that question is, what change are you desperate for? And as a follow-up to that, have you ever seriously considered the change that you're desperate for? Like, really, really thought about it? And as I was preparing for today, I was thinking and I was praying, and God reminded me of a time in my life where I was absolutely desperate for a change. Desperate for a change. Now, picture the scene. I was 18 years old. I just finished my A-levels and I was living at home and just about to start a job working as a sports coach. Kind of my dream in many ways. Okay, I'd fed up of education. I was going to earn some money. I was going to live very cheaply at home with my parents. I was like, yes, this is what it's all about. So I started working, everything was going okay, and after a few months, this just longing came up in me, this longing. I was like, I'm bored of this, I'm not satisfied, I'm not sure what it is that's going on, but I'm really, really not satisfied. So I thought, what can I do? What can I do? I already had a place at university in September, so I was like, I could wait for the next 9-10 months and I can start university and that will be the change that I'm desperate for. But that was too far away. I was like, I need to do something now. I need to fix this. So I did what any other teenager would do, and I hopped on the internet and I tried to find something that I could do to distract myself, to make a change. And I probably found the biggest distraction and change I could think of at the time. I found a job in Australia, okay, literally the other side of the world, the furthest point away from where I currently was. That is the change. Surely this has got to be the change that I was desperate for. This is going to give me everything that I'm craving right now to fill that void that I was really just missing inside of me. So I applied and I got the job. I got the job and I was going to Australia. What an opportunity. Moving to Perth, the sun, the beaches, the tan. It was going to be the trip of a lifetime. Okay, I was so excited. Okay, so the time came, got my ticket, hopped on the plane and I moved over to Perth, West Australia. And it was literally, as I pictured it, those first few months were amazing. The weather was incredible. I moved over in June, which was supposed to be their winter. They don't really have a winter out there, I don't think. It was so warm for a young English boy like me. 18, 19, 20 degrees. I was loving it. Okay, so I was over in Perth. Okay, I was living in a house with four other guys who were slightly older than me. So I kind of like, they were cool. I looked up to them. I thought that everything they did was amazing. Wanted to fit in and just be with them. And they seemed to embrace me. I was like, yes, I'm starting to make friends. I played for a football team and I was earning myself a little bit of money. And I was like, do you know what? This is the dream. I have made that change that I was desperate for. Everything is good. But then after a few months, that feeling that I'd been experiencing before all this take place slowly started to creep back in. I started to long for something different. I wanted more again. I wanted something more in my life. I wanted a change. I wanted everything to change again. And I didn't know what to do. When I'd moved to Australia, I'd made the plan of staying there forever because that was always going to be the dream, right? But after my year came to an end, I moved back to England. I moved back in with my parents. And if anything, I kind of felt more empty than I did before I left. And it just left me thinking, what on earth do I need to do to fill this void? And maybe you're sat there and you're desperate for a change. What is that change that you're desperate for? Maybe it's a relationship. Somebody who you know where the relationship is just broken down and you are desperate for that relationship to change, to be restored, to start again, that everything you're doing is falling short. Maybe it's a financial situation. Maybe it's really tough financially right now and you're desperate for a change, but no matter what you do, applying for jobs, all the different things you need to do, but it's just not changing. Maybe it's a physical or a health thing that you're just desperately wanting to change for a healing. But it's not happening. And you're frustrated and you're longing. But no matter what you do, it's just not changing. But do you know what? God understands our desperation. And he has actually given us the most amazing gift in this Bible that we're going to read today. And it has stories of other people like you and I who are also longing and wanting and dreaming and desperate for something else. And we're going to pick up today a story of somebody else who was desperate for a change. Now this story can be found in Mark chapter 5, and we're going to start in verse 24. Now, this is a bit of context. Jesus has just met a man called Jairus, okay, and he is on the way to Jairus' house because his daughter is incredibly ill, okay? So Jesus is on his way to do something else, and that's where we're going to pick up the story. It starts at this. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she just grew worse. Okay, so the first thing we see is a woman, and she is desperate for a change. But why? Why is this woman desperate for a change? Well, I mean, the obvious reason is she's bleeding. And from what we can understand, we can quite naturally assume that that bleeding had been from her womb. So she had been bleeding for 12 years from her womb. And I can only imagine the discomfort and the pain that that must have brought her over those 12 years. So of course, she is desperate, desperate for a change. And not only that, according to Jewish law at the time, she was deemed as unclean. Now, if you want to read more on that, turn to Leviticus chapter 15 and 25 to 27, and that will tell you in more details. But essentially, she was unclean. And therefore, because of that, she was outcast by society. But not only society, her friends and her family. She couldn't be with them. She has essentially been in quarantine for 12 years. Now, we had a quarantine period or a lockdown period of maybe 2 months, and I found that really tough, and I'm sure many of you did as well. But could you imagine 12 years in quarantine on your own? So what she tried to do, she's tried to do what anyone would do. She's tried to fix it. And the way that she's done that, she had gone to see many doctors. So doctor after doctor after doctor, and they tried to give her all these different things, but no change. And not only that, she had spent all of her money to fix the problem. And not only did the problem not go away, it actually says, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. Everything she has done in her own strength has fallen short. Similar to me at the start, when I was telling that story about Australia, everything I did to change my feelings fell short. And if anything, left me in a place worse. So again, guys, I ask you, what change are you desperate for? I'd love to just move on. Starting in 27. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. She was desperate for a touch from Jesus. Desperate for a touch. And the first thing we read there is that she had heard about Jesus. She had heard about Jesus because of the stories that had been passed on while before the things he was doing before that. And not only that, probably healing of people who were deemed unclean by society. We've already read that there were a large crowd of people with Jesus as he was going to Jairus' house. So Jesus was known and she had heard about him. And yet she hadn't just heard and just sat and been like, oh, okay, that's me, you know, cool, Jesus is it. No, she was desperate to touch him. She was like, I've got to do something here. I'm desperate for a change, but what can I do? I know, I will touch him. She was so desperate. I'm going to touch Jesus. And guys, did you know that faith requires a small action from us? And Jesus does the rest. This story is a great example of that. Just a small reach out from the woman and a touch of Jesus' robe, and she was healed. There's other stories in the Bible. A man who was blind sat on the road who called out to Jesus, And Jesus came and healed him, and he was able to see. And then one kind of for my own life was actually the life of my wife, Phoebe. Just over a year ago, she was in a position where she was running out of money, she had no job, and she just didn't know what to do. She was desperate for a change in her circumstance. And she'd been applying and looking for jobs and to just nothing. And then we met an organisation called Young Life, who we both work for now. But at the time, it was still a number of months away before we either of us could come on staff because of the work we were hoping to do. But when she got back after meeting that, she prayed to God, I need you to step into this. I need you to show up. And the very next day, she got an email from the director of the UK who we'd met the day before, who said, I've been thinking about you since we met. And we have an administration job coming up starting next month. Would you be interested? And here we are over a year later, and Phoebe has been in that role for just over a year. And that started because she reached out to God and asked him to step in to change that situation. Guys, what change are you desperate for? On our own, can we do it? I'm not so sure. And the final part, we pick up in verse 30. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you can ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, trembling with fear, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Guys, the final thing I want to share with us today is that we are desperate for identity. Okay, and what I found most striking about that last bit of the passage there was not necessarily about, you know, her faith, although that is incredible. It was actually how Jesus addressed the woman. The first thing he says to her is, daughter. He speaks into her identity, and the faith comes afterwards. Daughter, your faith has healed you. But the important part is her identity is a child of God. And guys, that's the same for us. And yet, the world says our identity comes from how popular we are, how many likes we get on an Instagram post, how much money we have. All those things that eventually leave us empty. But what does Jesus say? Jesus says, daughter. Jesus says, son. We can come to him broken and messed up and unsure and desperate. And his response is, daughter. Is son. What change are you desperate for? At the start, I shared a story about me moving to Australia trying to fix this change that I was desperate for. And I told you that when I came back, if anything, I was feeling even more desperate and even more in desire of something just different and happening in my life. So that was in the June of 2015. And in September, I moved to the University of East London and ended up a couple of months later meeting Hope Church, people from Hope Church. And I started coming to church and I started to hear more about Jesus. I started to understand more. And within a month of me starting church, I met Jesus. And that change, that longing, that desire that I'd been hoping for, it faded away. And are there times that I make mistakes? Yes, of course. I still get it wrong. Are there times where I try to do it on my own? Yes. But that longing and that desire that was filling me, it disappeared. Because the change I was desperate for was Jesus. And I reached out to him. And I now know that my identity is his son. And if you're listening to this morning and you don't know Jesus, I ask you just to start a conversation. A conversation with somebody you know at the church. And ultimately to invite Jesus into your life. And if you have any questions at all, please email admin@hopechurch-newham. And we would love to be connected with you and to start a conversation with you. But Jesus can bring change. And if you are somebody who knows Jesus, you would call yourself a Christian. My challenge to you is invite Jesus into that situation. Because he has the power to change it. I've experienced that in my life. We've read it this morning. Jesus has the power to change a situation. But are you desperate enough to reach out and touch him? As we close, I would love to just pray for us. Jesus, thank you so much that you love us. That we can come to you as broken, messed up, and yet your identity is son or daughter. And Lord, I pray as we reach out to touch you that we would see the change that we are longing for in our situations, in our circumstances. Thank you that it's not about us doing it, but it is you. And I pray, Lord, that we would experience that over the coming weeks and months. In your precious name we pray. Amen.